This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked a lot about supply chains in this crisis. Grocery stores, for instance, and some of the challenges getting stuff on shelves there. Overseas sourcing as well and how that has gotten harder. Supply chains are everything, really, which explains why Ford and General Motors, to name just a couple, have started paying their suppliers early to keep them alive and supplying for however long this thing lasts. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has today's coronavirus supply chain primer.
At the beginning of the pandemic, it turns out that some companies started hoarding electrical equipment. Don't ask me. I don't know. People also started hoarding toilet paper. Luke Durkin handles North America strategy for Schneider Electric, which makes all kinds of electrical equipment.
People were panic buying. People were stocking up on electrical infrastructure.
Now, that kind of a surprise is a problem for a business because it sends a shockwave through the supply chain. You got to ramp up, and so do your suppliers.
If a supplier says, yeah, we can take your order, knowing full well they can't fulfill it, you are done.
Now, you might think that in 2020, a business would know if its suppliers' suppliers were running low or if its customers' customers were clamoring for more. But a lot of businesses don't know that.
The COVID-19 pandemic really exposed a lot of the vulnerabilities that we have in our global supply chains.
Katie George is a senior partner at McKinsey.
Think about how Amazon has created this very simple way for us to track our orders. That's a simple kind of tracking mechanism that actually many companies don't have around their own sources of supply.
Some companies now want to set up digital systems to see what's happening in their supply chains. Everything from actual scanners along the way to just sharing data between businesses, something they weren't willing to do often until now. Schneider Electric, though, has been doing it for years.
So we can look at supplier A and say, oh, okay, these guys are at 80% of capacity right now. So they're going to max out. So we should think about maybe placing an order with them, or we should switch to supplier B.
They're also protecting their supply chain physically.
We ordered a mask machine from China. We're actually manufacturing some of our own PPE right now, which we are sharing with our supply chain.
Lots of firms are also supporting their supply chains financially, says Jeff Pratt, who works on supply chain consulting for BDO. He says his clients have talked with their suppliers about how much cash they need and made payments if they had to.
The entire focus was sort of collaborating with the suppliers to get through the situation together and not jeopardize those relationships and providing the appropriate cash flow through the supply chain.
No man is an island and no business is either. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.